Sam, I just want you to know that Hans and I had nothing to do with Lloyd playing that drop.
I couldn't really hear it, so that's okay. You don't have to apologize for anything.
Nope, that's good then.
Well, we'll play it again for you. We don't want you to be in the dark on this. I'm just kidding. How are things going out there, Sam?
It's good. We just got into town about an hour ago here, so we're just getting our feet wet or dry, however you want to call it, out down here in Phoenix. But yeah, we're ready. We're ready for some exciting news. We're ready to see what this Coyotes team looks like on ice tonight.
So you've covered the NHL in your times in Denver. You know this game inside and out, but it's got to be interesting on what that mood is going to be like. What are you anticipating in that arena tonight as they play their last game in Phoenix?
So I would imagine it's going to be, somber is one word that comes to mind right away. I'll tell you this, just going through the airport, people see Matt Glade, who's one of our KSL sports producers with us, carrying a camera around. They're like, oh, hey, what are you here for? And, we tell them, hey, yeah, we're in town for the Coyotes. We're from Salt Lake City. And immediately they're like, oh, okay. And we've had two people already tell us that, people around here aren't too happy about that, And we're like, yeah, I get it. Totally understand why they wouldn't be. They're losing their team. But at the same time, one other person that I was talking to said, that it's as far as the overall sports fan base here in Arizona and in Phoenix, that's kind of the small part of it, right? That the is the Coyote fan base that is not happy about the move. But yeah, I'm already getting the feel already. I almost feel uncomfortable wearing something that says KSL Salt Lake City on it because people know why we're here.
Have you been to the Mueller Arena? Or have you seen it, or have you been there? Because you just got there, right? So you probably haven't had a chance to get down there. I'm just curious what that building is like trying to house an NHL team.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we haven't been there yet. We are heading there shortly, though. And, I'll tell you what, just from what I've seen from photos online and stuff, I mean, it looks like a nice arena, but again, it's small, right? It's very small. It's definitely a college arena. It looks like it would be a great college basketball venue or something like that, but it's certainly not an NHL caliber venue, right? And you can tell just by the way it looks from pictures, what it looks like from the street, things like that. You can just tell that you're not in a pro sports venue, and then suddenly they got NHL hockey out there. So certainly – it'll be interesting. I don't know if you guys saw the cost of tickets for this game.
Yeah.
And so there's not that many seats, so certainly those prices are going to be higher, but it'll be interesting to see how the fan base responds as it's their farewell game in an arena that holds less than 5,000 people. Is there going to be a bunch of people outside the arena? I mean, that's one thing I'm going to be keeping my eye on too, to see how many people actually come to support, whether they get in the arena or not.
So you've had a chance to do some digging on this team. I'm digging into them as well. And it appears like, and I'm really going to be curious to get your opinion after you see them up close and in person and actually get a set of eyeballs on them outside of just watching them on TV. But I'm really curious to know how competitive this team can be next year, because it seems like they've got a lot of assets. They've got a lot of young talent. The cap situation's pretty friendly. Ryan's going to want to go all in really quickly on this team and really establish a winner. But it feels like the frame is built. The beams are set. Now you just got to come in, put some drywall, put some paint, and you could be off and running pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take very long. I don't know that they're a playoff team next year, but I think they're next year. Even if you add 10 points to the standings from this year to next, that's not enough to get into the playoffs. They're probably about 20 points or so away from getting into the playoffs in the standings. But I think they're going to be close. I think they will be kind of a bubble team, if you want to use that term for hockey next year. You're going to see signs of the future next year, of it being a bright team. And then within 2 years, I really anticipate, if they can keep this core, this young core together, if they can capitalize on the assets that they have, which they have a lot of, then I would anticipate this team in 2 years getting into the Stanley Cup playoffs. And just saying that out loud is amazing. All right. A Utah hockey team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But I truly believe they've got the pieces. I like Andre Tourney, their head coach. I think I think he's got this group trending in the right direction. We've seen it over the last 2 months of the season. They're one of the top two or three scoring teams in the NHL right now. Offensively, their goalkeeper is tied for the league lead in shutouts. Things are trending in the right direction. And so it's an exciting time to get this team in Salt Lake City because I think they're getting them at the right time of a rebuild.
I don't know if you're going to have an opportunity to catch up with any of these guys, but if you do, try to grab Clayton Keller, the right wing. He is a phenom. He's 7 or 8 years now in the NHL, and he's a big name. He's one of those people that he'll come to Salt Lake City. He'll be an instant fan favorite. He'll be like a Beckerman was back in the day with Real Salt Lake, Scotty. Just a big fan favorite, a big scoring threat. Very fast on the ice. He's a small guy. That's the other thing. These guys are going to blend in community. You're never going to. This is a bunch of Britton Coveys. Like all of these guys are built and look like Britton Covey. But do you have an opportunity to catch up with any of these guys? Have you been briefed on that, Sam?
Well, we're planning on it. We've been fully credentialed for this game to be able to cover the team as anyone else would. And so I'm planning after the game to be in the locker room to talk with these players and get whatever access that the rest of the media is being granted. And with it being the season finale, I anticipate that being an open locker room format and maybe for even more of an extended period of time than normal, considering that this is it. There's going to be a lot of local media for sure that are going to want to talk to these guys as it's going to be the last time they're probably going to talk to a lot of these guys. And so, yeah, we'll be in there. We're going to kind of get their sense and try to do it as respectfully as possible, knowing that there's a lot of local media there, you know, getting the opposite side of the story. But we want to get their sense on, hey, this is it. You guys are now moving to Utah. You know, what's the thought? What's the feeling? Are you excited? You know, what can Utah sports and hockey fans expect when this team arrives? What kind of product can they expect to see on the ice next year? You know, do they believe in momentum? Does it carry over from one season to the next? Because they are trending in the right direction right now. Is that going to continue when they hit the ice next fall in Salt Lake City? So these are all questions I would love to ask, and I hope to get answers to tonight, and I anticipate that we will get that access.
Well, I think you get the access. I'm really curious to know if I'm a player, and there's not been an official announcement yet, what they've been told to say and what they've been told not to say. So I'm really curious to see how open and honest these guys are, because obviously they've been briefed of the situation. Their agents know, you know, everybody knows what's going on. But has there been, you know, a directive from the GM like, hey, you know what, don't say anything until we, you know, it becomes official? But hockey players, and you've been around them far more than I have, they're usually your better interviews. I mean, these guys are pretty open. They're pretty transparent. They're not plastic like NBA players are. Mm-hmm. They're not corporate like NFL players are. These dudes are pretty real. So I'm really curious to see what the response is when you come at them in the locker room.
Yeah, you know, and it's I don't know. I kind of find it, I don't know if funny is the right word, but it would be hard to believe that they would say, hey, don't talk about anything because nothing's official yet, when everyone knows, right, what's happening and what's going to happen. And you know they're going to be asked even by the local media. It just seems like it would be unfair. It would be unfair, to especially to your fan base, right? This is a fan base that's going to be grieving, you know, for the loss of their team for the next you know, who knows how long. It's not an easy time for them. And the way the ownership here has handled it has not been easy for the fan base. So to shut off the only access that the fans get through the media to the players on the last time they're playing here, I would find that hard to believe, but we'll see. I mean, who knows? You know, it's been strange the way that Alex Murillo's handled a lot of this as an owner, and we'll see if it continues to, if it ends that way as well.
The other guy I want you to catch up with is Liam O'Brien. He's a center with Arizona. Sam, he's about 6'1", 220 pounds. The reason I want you to catch up, and by the way, he's from Halifax. The reason I want you to catch up with him is because he led the team in penalty minutes.
Yeah, that's our kind of guy right there.
And he's a big old red-bearded Viking-looking dude. So catch up with him and say, "What? So are you looking to get to the box every time you step on the ice? Or are you just looking to get put in that penalty box?" See if you can catch up with him, because I'd be fascinated to know with some of these guys what their mentality is. Just getting to know kind of what their game and mentality is a little bit. But what are you looking most forward to being out there?
Well, for me, you know, obviously watching the game and just kind of seeing, once the snowball really started rolling in our direction, right, for Salt Lake City, I started to pay attention a lot more closely to Coyotes games, and I'm sure all of you have as well. And so anytime I'd see a box score or see the highlights or watch the game on the NHL Network or something like that, and a player did something, I was looking up to find out a little bit more about these guys. And so for me, it's actually putting some faces to the names that I've been kind of following over the past couple of weeks, getting in there and again, just starting to get a sense of where they're feeling with this whole process, where they're at. Because you know, as you mentioned at the beginning of this interview, there's so much youth on this team, right? And there's a bright future for this team. They had, I think I might have mentioned this to Scotty the other day, but this team has six players with 20 or more goals this season. Only one team in the NHL has more than that. So they've got a lot of youth, a lot of talent across the board. And to be able to finally put some faces to these names and just, you know, be able to talk to them and get a sense of where they're at with this whole process and with their hockey careers taking this kind of type of turn is really what I'm looking forward to the most.
Sam Farnsworth down in Phoenix as the Coyotes wrapping up their run in Arizona, and then we'll be packing up the U-Haul and heading to Salt Lake City for next season. What do you think? You've been in this market for a little bit. Hanson, I think the response is going to be ridiculously through the roof on this one. What do you think?
I hope so. I think it will be for this reason. I think Utah, for years and years, ever since, you know, I moved to Utah when I was, a toddler, 4 years old. And so I get it. Everyone who's from Utah gets it. We are a sports-hungry market, right? We've wanted teams. We want to show that we're big on, even though we're from a small market and a small state and small communities, we want to show that we can play with the big boys, that we can be there. That's why I think the Olympics was such a big deal when it came around back in 2002. You know, when the Jazz first got the All-Star game back in 93, those little seminal moments all along the way, you know, Utah going to the Final Four, BYU winning a national championship, any of these things in the past, every single time I think Utah's kind of puffed their chest up a little bit and say, hey, yeah, we can do this too. We're proud of these things. And I think bringing an NHL team will just bring out that pride and that joy and that excitement maybe to an all-time high. And so I really think Utahns are going to embrace it. They're going to be super excited about having a team. And hopefully that honeymoon phase isn't a short one. Hopefully it lasts. And if you get a hockey team that can play well and that can be exciting, which I think this roster is, and then eventually you start to win games, then it will last and it'll only build momentum from there. But I really feel like Utah's going to embrace this. We've wanted more, nothing against the Jazz. Utah loves the Utah Jazz. It's a part of our DNA. But we've wanted more than that for a while, and now we're getting it.
Well, Sam, we appreciate it. Have fun tonight. Enjoy the warm weather down there, and can't wait to see the coverage on KSL Sports Live, man. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thanks a lot.